Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Marie. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
So what happened this week? Well, we had a leap year day. That doesn't happen all the time.
You're right, Peter. It happens every 4 years. This week, we also talked about food and how to prepare for an interview.
How to prepare for an interview? Well, I'm feeling nervous. Don't worry, friends. We'll practice together. Let's start our review by looking at the lessons. Then we'll ask you some questions. So make sure you pay attention.
Hey, Peter, do you get nervous sometimes?
I do, but not right now because we're going to review. Okay, friends, let's get going.
Hi, Rob. Guess what day it is?
Oh, no. Did I miss your birthday?
No. Happy Leap Day. This year is a leap year.
That's right. There are usually 365 days in a year. We get an extra day on February 29th this year.
That's right. Every 4 years, we add an extra day to our calendars. Today's the day.
I just talked to my mom on the phone. Today is her birthday.
That's nice. How old is she?
She's 16.
What? That can't be true.
It is. This is a leap year. My mom was born on February 29th, so she only gets a birthday once every 4 years.
Ha ha. Very funny.
Alex, why do we have leap years?
I just looked that up. The Earth takes 365 days and 6 hours to travel around the Sun.
So?
We have to do something about those 6 hours.
So we add a day to our calendars every 4 years.
Right.
Cool. Thanks for explaining that to me. That's such interesting information.
You're welcome.
Hi, Ben. Can I eat lunch with you?
Sure, Taylor. Please sit down.
What are you having for lunch?
I'm having French fries and milk.
Ben, that's not a healthy lunch.
But it tastes good.
Do you know about the food groups?
Yes, they tell you about food.
Yes, they tell you about the right foods.
Hi, Ben. What's for lunch?
Vegetables and milk.
Are you eating a salad?
No, I'm eating French fries.
Those aren't vegetables.
French fries are potatoes. Those are vegetables.
But they're not healthy. Eat green vegetables. Those are good for you.
I know, but I don't like green vegetables.
Do you like vegetables, Linda?
Yes, I do. I usually have a salad for lunch. Then I eat 2 different vegetables for dinner.
Good for you. You eat a lot of vegetables every day. You must like vegetables.
I do. I like fruit too.
What is your favorite fruit?
I like peaches.
Me too.
It's almost time for lunch, Alex. Where do you want to go for lunch?
Let's go to the sandwich shop.
They have good hot sandwiches.
Henry's? No, I want a salad. I eat too much bread.
I don't like salad. I want something hot for lunch.
We can go to Fong's for Chinese food.
Sure.
Their noodles are always good.
I like the vegetables there. They're always good.
I know. I eat a lot of vegetables at Fong's.
Your body needs protein, too.
I know. I eat some meat every day, and I drink milk, too.
I like ice cream, but not milk. But I also like meat. I eat it at every meal.
Even breakfast?
Sure. I love bacon.
Ben, you should eat food from all the food groups.
I do. I eat fruits, vegetables, and meat. I drink milk and eat cheese and bread, too. But there is one more food group.
There is?
Yes, the chocolate food group. I eat a serving from that group every day, too.
Chocolate is not a food group, but I eat it every day too.
Hi everyone, I'm Alex, and today we're going to talk about how to be ready for an interview. How do you find a job? You send your resume to a few companies. One company calls you and asks you to come for an interview. Great! How can you get ready? Here are some ways. Number one, learn. Find out information about the company. Think of some questions to ask in the interview. Number two, be ready. Be ready to answer common interview questions. What are you good at? Why do you want to work here? Why should we hire you? You can look online for other common interview questions. Number three, look your best. Wear nice clothes. Arrive early and turn off your cell phone. Don't chew gum. These things show respect for the people you meet at your interview. Number four, be natural. Smile and look people in the eye. Speak up when you answer questions. After the interview, say thank you to the person who interviewed you. You can even send them a thank you card or email. If you don't get the job, don't worry. Learn from this interview and you can do better next time. This is Alex for LTE TV Features.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Are you looking for a job? Well then, pay attention to today's conversation. Let's welcome Ms. Nita Jobs to the show. Welcome, Ms. Nita Jobs.
Thank you, I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about your job.
I'm a job counselor. I help people find jobs.
How can people find a job?
First, they should prepare a good resume. The facts on it should all be true.
And there shouldn't be any mistakes on it.
That's right, and don't make it too long either.
When you get an interview, how do you prepare?
First, you learn about the company, learn what they do and how they do it.
Yes, then you can ask good questions.
right. And at an interview, sell yourself. Tell them why they should hire you instead of someone else.
So you must be confident.
Right. And when you answer their questions, look them in the eye.
How should you dress for an interview?
Wear nice clothes. Don't wear jeans.
What else?
Comb your hair. You should look neat. And whatever you do, don't be late for the interview.
Right. That will look bad.
And after the interview, send a thank you note to the interviewer. It's good to be polite.
Yes. That just might get you a job.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review a couple of questions. So, what was so special about Monday, Marie?
Well, it was leap year. That only happens every 4 years.
You're right. I can tell you are paying attention. So let me ask you a more difficult question.
Sure. I will try my best.
Okay. Well, we talked about food. Can you name three fruits?
Three fruits. All right. Grapes, apples, and bananas.
Wow, those are all fruits. Very good job.
Okay.
And this lesson, we also talked about peaches, too.
Yes, we did. All right, Peter, I have a question for you.
Okay, what's your question?
Can you name three green vegetables?
Oh, okay, three green vegetables. We should eat a lot of green vegetables like spinach and broccoli and carrots. Oh, wait, carrots?
They're not green, Peter.
That's not a green vegetable. Can you help me think of a last green vegetable?
Broccoli.
I already said broccoli. Try again.
Lettuce.
Very good. Well, this was a fun review, and now I think it's time we take a short break. We'll see you right after this. Welcome back from the break, friends. Do you get nervous for interviews? Well, we hope those tips really helped you out.
You know, Peter, I get nervous for interviews, but I learned how to breathe. All right, friends, now it's time to watch our features from this week. This will be fun.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. What is your favorite season? Mine is spring. When spring comes, the cold, dark winter is over. In spring, the weather is warm, but not hot. There's so many things you can do in the spring. Spring comes after winter. In spring, there's more sunlight. So days get longer. The weather gets warmer too. If a place has snow, the snow begins to melt in the spring. The sun warms the ground, so plants start to grow again. Many colorful flowers bloom too. Farmers can begin to work in their fields and plant things. In spring, you can see trees covered with flowers. Spring is a time for new life. Many animals have their babies in the spring. In farm areas, you can see lambs and calves in the fields. Birds build nests and lay eggs. In the forests, deer and other forest animals have babies. Many countries have spring festivals where they celebrate the coming of spring. Easter is a spring holiday. It celebrates new life. Spring weather can be rainy and sometimes windy, but the air is fresh and clean. Many people like to be outside in spring to enjoy the warmer weather. I told you, spring is my favorite season. Do you know why? I like to see all the flowers growing and the new leaves on the trees. I like to be outside in the spring. I think I'll take a walk right now, but I'll bring an umbrella because it might rain. See you next time, everyone.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about interviews. And here to answer our question is Ms. Employer.
Hello, Rob. It's so good to be on your show.
Well, thank you for being here. Hey, Em, can you help us answer a question?
Sure, Rob.
Great. Today's question comes from Shane Lee of Seoul, South Korea. Shane asks, I have an interview in English with an American company next week. I want to prepare. What are some interview questions that companies ask?
What a great question. I'm glad you asked. It is always good to be prepared for interviews.
That's right. So, what are some questions companies ask?
Well, first, many companies will ask, what are your strengths? And what are your weaknesses?
Your strengths and weaknesses.
That's right. Your strengths are the things you're good at.
And your weaknesses are the things you're not very good at.
Yes. And remember, be honest during the interview. Interviewers want to learn about who you are.
That's good advice. Okay, what other questions might an interviewer ask?
Well, they might ask you why you want to work at the company.
Why do you want to work at the company?
Yes, they want to know if you know about the company. Tell the interviewer what you like about the company and why you would do well at the company.
Great. Well, friends, there you go. Three questions you may be asked during an interview. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Mandy,
I think we need to have a party.
A party? Is it your birthday, Brett?
No, no, it's nobody's birthday. But we are all really busy students. Hey, we need to have fun.
We are busy students.
Yeah, so why not have a party? Hey, tonight. How about tonight?
Whoa, tonight?
Yeah. You know, it's... Well, how can I make the party fun?
Well, don't make it too long. And don't make it too exciting, either. We have...
Somebody just said a super sentence. I am Super Sentence Man. And the super sentence is, don't make it too something either. Who said, don't make it too exciting either?
It was Mandy.
Mandy, good job. Now, this sentence is really super. So can you use it in another way?
Okay. Don't make this sofa too hard, and don't make it too small, either.
Don't make it too small, either. What about you, Brett? Can you give me this super sentence in another way?
I'll try. Dear teacher, don't make the homework too difficult, and don't make it too boring, either.
Don't make it too boring, either. Well done. Those were some super sentences. Always remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Goodbye.
So you were saying, don't make the party too long, and...
And don't make it too exciting, either.
But it's a party. It should be exciting.
But we have a big test tomorrow, so I can't go to the party. And... I don't want to miss an exciting party.
Oh, man. If you can't go to the party, it won't be exciting.
I know. So, let's have the party tomorrow night.
Ooh, good idea.
Now, let's keep studying.
Those features are great. I really enjoy Song Time and Jack's File.
Well, you can always come back on Saturday to watch them with us. And you can see those conversations again, too.
Well, you did a great job today, everyone. And we had a lot of fun, too. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.